took my hair. It's doing this amazing troll thing. I just took my hair out. Anyway, that's not what this is about. I think that my presentation of my autism mostly and my ADHD contribute to why I struggle to watch TV series, but I can lock in and enjoy films individually. I've thought this for some time. I'm interested in people. I'm interested in how they behave and why they do things the way they do things, right? Because I don't really get it. Human behaviour, interesting, right? So I am interested in stories. That's something that's always interested me, but I struggle to follow and keep going with TV shows. So I watched a post of one of my lovely mutuals talking about a TV series that I've never watched. I don't particularly have any plans to watch because I know that I struggle to get into things. But I was really, really interested in hearing this mutual describe the plot and what they thought of it and things. And I realised something. I hate gossip, right? I hate gossip with a passion. It's because of the harm that gossip can do. It's not that I'm not interested in the people-y part. And I've realised that when people talk about TV shows in particular, long-running TV shows, and I'm not talking so much things like reality ones, I mean ones with like plotted narrative and story arcs over the series and things like that. I find it fascinating because it's a kind of a way for me to enjoy gossip. I struggle, I think, with keeping with different series for very long because of ADHD, but I get on much better with film, but in particular cinema, because I can go in hyper focus on it. It's a whole sensory experience for me. It's very, and I get locked in and I kind of believe it's true because I get locked in on the story element of it and thinking that it's true. That's kind of what happens with the gossipy bit, because people are talking about characters and stuff. I think of it as, oh, these are people, but I know that they can't get hurt by the fact that I'm listening to people talk about how they behave. It's a really curious thing. So I will probably continue happily listening to folks talk about TV shows. I'm not bothered about watching them myself.